yeah, we bringing structure back to the pod game.
Are we?
Yeah.
We show. We gonna see
the whole game. We're off the rails, but we need a little bit of railings.
We need those bowling rails that we put for the kiddos in the lanes.
One, two, one. Because Gary was raised by the stop sign.
You say that so many times, Gary, and I still don't know where that's from.
Whenever
I was raised by the stop sign. That's from
everybody. There's a stop sign on my block.
Ambition. That's from Ambition by Wale.
Gotcha.
I was raised by the stop sign.
Well, in the interest.
Why do you sound like Luda when you say it?
Meek Mill says that.
I was raised by the stop sign.
Do it in Meek Mill's voice. I was raised by the stop sign.
Nope. That sounds like Vince.
I was raised by the stop sign.
Sounds like a sneaky
Rich.
Snoop.
That sounds like Rich.
Like a squeaky Snoop.
I was raised by the stop sign.
The fuck? Why'd I get a tag?
I was raised by the stop sign. That was Danny Brown. I was raised by the stop sign.
Oh yeah, that's better. See, I can move now. Sorry, I just
you
had
see what
to
happened,
fix
Gary.
This shit.
You had to start over now. You're listening to this shit.
How the hook go?
It was gibberish on purpose.
Yeah. Why was it gibberish? Can you? I never knew why.
Yeah, because
I never knew why.
Because the whole I never knew why. Who'd have known?
Something going in your eye again?
Who'd have known?
Wait, again? Where is this a thing with him?
Where's your eyelids?
I don't do white music. I do fight music. Yeah. For high school kids. Put lives at risk when I knife like this. Put lives at risk when I drive like this. And you probably think I'm in your tape deck now. I'm in the back seat of your car with duct tape stretched out. No, the reason was the song was The Roots is like... Basically, they were making fun of mainstream music and how it didn't matter what the song was saying as long as it was catchy. So they made the hook gibberish on purpose just to show that as long as it sounded catchy, people would still catch on and sing along to it. You feel me?
Look at you with your hip-hop knowledge.
That's dope, Rich. That's dope.
Hey, bring us in, Freaky. I'm loving your energy today. Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Knocked up 9 months ago. Uh-huh. And what she been have, she don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
She want neo soul cause hip hop is old and she don't want no rock and roll.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when what's it called? The Roots became Jimmy Fallon's back like band, but and everybody thought it was like the weirdest thing ever. They're like, how the Roots?
His story
how does
of
Jimmy
how he
Fallon
got him.
Know who the Roots are?
How the story? How, did you hear the story of how he got him?
No.
He basically went to a performance of theirs and begged them. Like, it wasn't like they auditioned. He begged them to come do to be a band for his show.
So now the real question is, how does Jimmy Fallon know who the Roots are?
Well, Jimmy Fallon is Jimmy Fallon, bro.
Song after song.
Okay, let's really start the show, though.
For the fucking fourth time. Yeah. This what search this for structure has been stressful.
Party's going on.
It's because you guys keep interrupting the structure.
Shut the fuck up. It's Friday. We're playing the blame game, bro.
Yeah. Now we'll play the blame game though. No. I love this song. My bad. Keep going. Keep that. Ding dong dong.
Well, you know the problem with 8 seconds? Is that you can't really get a good feel of the song in 8 seconds. They should give us at least 18.
I think that we haven't been taken down the amount of time you've been playing songs. But the problem is, sometimes you may go over.
It's because we talk over it.
That's why Gary, every time you start, with the first like 3 seconds of your song, Gary starts doing his ad-libs because he knows that if he doesn't talk over it, it's going to be a problem.
So they don't take down the song. The problem is that they put a copyright claim on your song, then you or on your episode or on your video.
Can't make money off of it.
You can't make money off it. And so, I mean, we're not making money off YouTube yet. But
when we
that is why
I'll start caring.
I'll start caring.
Just kidding. I just wanted to get off the rails to start this show.
Here we go.
Welcome to the pod with hot takes but no breaks. Let's strap the fuck in. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big Michael upon the mic.
And the cameraman is not here, but if he was, he'd be white.
It's lit in here, huh?
You goddamn right.
Hey, we back.
Hey, we back, baby. I told you I was going to bring structure back, but you guys don't give me a chance. See, here's the problem with you guys trusting me.
No, I'm going to start. We got video to back this up, bro.
No, I'm
going to
start. And let me tell you what it is, though. The problem is that you guys do not trust me. That's the problem. Gary has zero faith in me bringing structure. So when I'm starting to get on a roll and I feel like, all right, I got this, Gary comes and cuts me off and fucks up the flow. And then I got to start all over again. Then I sound like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing because I started 85 times. But you know what? It's your fault, Gary. You need to learn to trust your co-host.
I trust you.
Look, I'll say this.
You don't trust shit.
This is hard feelings. He's kind of right. Because I don't know how he fucked up today. The other days, you fucked up. And Gary was right to...
He's overcritical of me. That's why he does not trust me. Admit your faults, Gary. We're going to do this live on the pod.
You know what you need to do, Gary? And I'll pay you for this. Because this is a time test thing. You need to go through all the video and see how many times he's fucked up. Or done shit he shouldn't have.
Gary keeps fucking up my flow. And you know what?
It's time to stop.
I'm sick of this shit.
I go through all the video. Who you think makes the clips? They just magically appear. All my time goes
the fact
through
that you,
the clips.
Yeah.
All my time goes through this podcast.
The fact that you text us. The fact that you text us and let us know what we should let us further know how you go through the videos. We know.
I hate this lighting, though.
Why do you hate it? Is it because it makes...
I'm dark.
Well, look, I think you fucked up by...
Tell me how many more ways you want to stop the show's progress, Gary.
No. I need Mike to get up and hit that thing.
I need Mike to get up and hit that thing.
You know what? Leave all this in. Fuck it.
I just want...
Hold on.
Mike, if you can...
Let's
show
them cake.
If you can...
Now, what switch am I hitting when I'm back there?
I want to turn one of the light bulbs on, if you can.
But what switch am I... Is there one switch?
There's five switches.
That's what I'm saying. So you want me to play with five switches? Is this what's happening?
You know what? Just leave
it. Go hit the
switches. Because I could do it. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing when I'm there.
Hit the switches.
It's trial and error.
Let's
next time, I'm going to put that
this
green
light... This is Bill Nye experiment.
Back
let's do
here.
It.
Let's see.
I'm going to take the mic, and I'm going to make sure that they hear this, what's going on. Yeah. All right. Let me see if I can see the switches.
I just want my face a little lit, a little... It's,
okay, I feel the switches. Here we go.
Damn, boy!
No, you turned one off.
You should have waited till right when I got up. Look, when I come back. When I come back. All right, here we go.
No, I still got another one for you. Don't worry.
Here we go.
No, you turned the
That's
same one off.
That's a thick-ass ball!
All right, here we go.
All right, hit me with a... No, another one. No, now you turned the wrong one off.
You know what? I like giving people a behind-the-scenes look.
Now, hit me with another light. Turn that one off. Turn the one that you turned off before on. There you go. Now turn on the one way closest to you. Perfect.
Wait,
look
on.
At Gary's face
Perfect.
Shining.
Perfect.
All right, you ready, Ricardo?
Yep.
All right, here I come. I'm backing in. Hold on. Right,
back it up, baby.
Look at
back
that.
It up.
Damn, boy. He's sick, boy.
Look at that.
Damn.
Squat. Man, I got the Megan knees, bro.
Wait, Mike, can you hit?
No. We're not going to do a whole thick boy segment.
No. I just want you to turn that light away from you guys and towards me because this light is on you guys.
So you want it to go towards you?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
So just hit me with that light. Just turn it towards me. Turns it. Yeah, see, because that's cool right there. Because I just don't want. Perfect.
Gary, you still look like Bruno from Encanto.
That's fine.
Hey, don't we not speak of Bruno? What the fuck they say?
Yeah, we don't talk about Bruno.
Don't we not supposed to speak about it?
What to talk about it?
Hey, so.
All right, back to the pod.
Yeah, back to the pod. Fuck, yo, Gary really is trying to saboteur.
You know what? Today, yeah.
He is a saboteur.
I wasn't with you, but
no,
I'm with
you today.
You know
what? We're going to make that a topic today. Gary sabotaging our pod. Because we had a somewhat clean start. He didn't like it.
Somewhat.
And then we were good. We were off and rolling. We had our intro done. We had a good song. We had a good intro. And then
I love talking about
Meek
Mill.
He doesn't like
Wait a second.
What are you, Drake?
This whole beef started with Gary's like, y'all don't want to talk about Meek. I just did it all that shit.
No, it's because he was talking over our Meek conversation.
Yeah.
Our ambition conversation.
Look, I'll say this. I didn't hear him, but you're notorious for doing that. So let's try to focus on potting properly now.
Hey, man, we're here now.
No, we've
and
been here,
I
bro.
Appreciate you for getting up. And
I did my best, bro. I did what I could. I just wanted the people to listen that I actually can follow directions because I'm looking for work.
Rich, I love you and you know that. I've I think that Einstein, and then it goes you, as far as smartest men in on Earth. What's Stephen Hawking?
All right, you.
There's Elon Musk and you. So there's like three guys ahead of you, but
it's impressive how Gary can talk with your dick in his mouth.
It's not a big dick.
He still got mad room. It's like talking with a toothpick.
That's the straight up Razor Ramon accent too.
Chico.
Hey Chico, look, it's Albert Einstein and then it's you, Chico.
No, but you know what, I'm gonna undersell and over deliver every time. So yeah, super small cock. Super small cock.
Cock, very small.
Hey, you know what, If you had a choice, whether it was to accidentally in your phone have it send out your junk to all your contacts.
All my contacts, okay.
I have. Remember?
Hello. Never mind. Then this question doesn't work. So.
Shout out to Snapchat Gary.
If I could redo that again, I would.
If I could turn back time.
But nobody remembers.
Oh, now they do.
Well, it's because your dick's not memorable.
Yeah, no, it was memorable that day because of how small it was.
Fuck, you want to admit that on the pod?
Dog, it was small.
Word.
They were like, yo, isn't he tall? They were like, isn't he tall? What is that?
You tall, but your dick small.
My dick was so small that day.
My dick is loose more right now.
Sitting sideways like you Paul Wall.
No, it was...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
It was sitting sideways though.
Kinda. Well, you
off in the days.
But
what it do?
It's okay though because
I posted up on the block like a mailbox. Yo, Paul Wall has some shit.
I love Paul Wall. Oh, girl.
But fat Paul Wall, right?
No, that
well, you like new skinny Paul Wall.
I like Paul Wall with the Intercontinental title.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he would always bring the belt out. Yeah. And it wasn't even the world championship. Man, it was the Intercontinental
imagine
title.
Imagine he thought it was.
He used to be Paul Wall, now he's Paul Small.
Trying to be relevant, he got a title belt thinking it was
stepped on it.
I was Paul Small.
Still.
Your Paul was small.
Still are.
Yeah. I'm actually happy I never got to see that.
What do you mean?
You weren't the one who told me, like, hey,
that was him
dick,
who told you.
You told
out.
Me my dick was on Snapchat.
Yo, your dick is out.
I found out after.
A lot of people, on my Snapchat were like, yo, your dick is on Snapchat. And, I mean, it was like 200 plays maybe on Snapchat. Yeah, so,
right. Light work.
Like, it wasn't popping like these popping peoples are, but it was... Quit bragging. Quit bragging with your small ass dick.
He's like, so look, hundreds of people saw my really small, tiny dick.
Yeah.
I have tons of witnesses.
And the worst part was that I was like, you know what? I'm going to let it ride. I don't give a fuck. And then.
Started to give a fuck.
And then I gave a fuck at the end of the night. I was like,
I started to panic. You know, delete.
In the morning. I woke up and I'm like, nah, let me just delete this.
He forgot who his friends were, is what it was. He forgot that his friends are gonna eternally roast him.
Yo, here's definitely what happened. You did not go to check to see who actually saw it.
No, I did.
I did.
Because girls were telling me, hey, your dick is on Snapchat.
Oh, the girls so you, telling you,
so
bro.
you went to see who actually saw it?
Yeah, but I
did
mean
did anybody see it that you like wish fuck, I wish I hadn't seen it?
No, because I had already, you know.
I had already pulled my. What's up? They seen my dick.
What's up?
Yeah, exactly.
Every time people come over, you're a regular old Bobby Lee pulling your dick out.
Nah, but it's like.
What's a dollar? Fuck. I'd put a dollar in a
God
thing,
damn
a jar.
It, Michael. Where's the.
Well, I didn't mention anything. I just said the name, so it doesn't count. But
where's the pod jar?
Where's the pod jar?
I am 100% a grower,
not a shower.
But I'll show you my little limp dick.
I don't want to see it. I'm okay. Thank you very much.
You've seen it.
I have not.
This makes me uncomfortable.
But I will 100%.
It's traumatic for you?
I'm getting a little
How close was his dick to your face when he was naked around you?
This close.
But could you talk?
Hey, right here, Roos. Good job, Roos. Oh, man.
I am 100% a grower. And I'll show it. I used to show it all the time.
What's funny about that video is that he wasn't alone in that video, but he felt alone. I think for a second he felt like he was going to get gang raped.
Yeah. Oh.
Because Him. Shout out Brace. Brace was there. Mm-hmm. In the very same room. And for some reason, you still felt unsafe.
Yo, the scene you just set just got really homoerotic.
I thought you were saying that he was in the same room when I showed my dick on Snapchat.
He was holding not that. This was a this is going to get worse. This is a private sent video. This is a private
sent video. Hey, Perrito, you're a grower, not a shower.
Hey, what you need to eat one of those mushrooms to grow or what?
Oh man, no, he was shook, and I just remembered that he wasn't alone, but for some reason he still felt shook. There was no containing Larry.
Your Super Mario looks like a Luigi.
Hey man, that's a pretty good shot.
It's a shot.
Pretty good shot. I mean, it's not a spectacular shot, but
now what's the little mushroom head guy?
Toad.
I was about to burp.
Oh. Yeah, well, fuck it.
Rip one through my mouth.
Yeah, you can rip them down, rip them up. Rip and dip.
Yeah, let's get into some topics. Stop talking about my little dick.
No.
I ain't gonna hold you. That was a really long segment about your dick, bro.
It was really uncomfortable, too. Unlike your dick, it was really long.
I'm comfortable with my dick. Like, I know you've seen pictures.
You're a married guy. Clearly, you're comfortable with
your dick. Yeah, but I know you've seen pictures of me with my dick. Like in my palm.
Why do you keep telling me this? I have never seen your dick.
You've seen that picture.
Bro, I have not seen your dick.
Do not come.
I'm good.
Alright, never mind then. Fuck it.
You've been trying to show me your dick for this whole segment.
By the end of the night. Waiting for tonight.
Did you spike my drink?
Alright, so I'm trying to pull up the topics here, Gary.
You're gonna be on the six.
We gonna see. All right, so I'm gonna just start off with something easy that I know only Mike knows. The Oscars, they happened. Did it. Who hosted?
Jimmy Fallon
and the Roots were his backing band. Yeah. So Jimmy Kimmel hosted. So what were the big wins besides Old Fatty winning the main one?
The wins are pretty obvious. Old Fatty won, of course. We're talking about Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, finally
talking about me.
I feel like Fatty. I feel like Brendan Fraser should have got one for Encino Man.
Brendan Fraser should have got one for The Mummy, Encino Man.
Not an Oscar.
Blast from the Past.
MTV awarded it best.
Well, okay.
Not an Oscar.
Blast from the Past. Oh, that was the rom-com, right?
Bedazzled. Bedazzled.
People were angry that Angela Bassett didn't get an Oscar.
Am I?
Look, Angela... Wait, what did you say about him?
I say he was thinking Bedazzled, but I think I said the wrong movie, too. I don't think... Yeah, no, it's the one where the devil...
Yeah, is it Bedazzled?
Is it?
It might be Bedazzled, actually.
It might be. But anyway, people were... mad that Angela Bassett didn't win.
Yeah.
It was weird to me because, like, look, she did a good performance in that movie.
See her face?
It's not an Oscar. I didn't see it.
I was telling Al, like, I was deliberately trying to make Al jealous by saying Angela Bassett can get it.
Are you trying to give Stella her groove back?
Yeah.
I'm sure she has her groove and she don't need it back. Like, she is fine.
It is bedazzled.
You're trying to get in that groove?
No.
Is that with Elizabeth Hurley?
Yes.
She's a beautiful woman. Both of them, Elizabeth Hurley and Angela Bassett.
And yeah, she's British.
Both.
In it.
But I don't think that Angela.
Oi.
Look, nomination, fine. But a win, come on. The category she was in with the caliber of.
She's the queen of Wakanda.
Dude, that's perfectly fine. I'm not saying she acted bad. I'm just saying that the Asian girl should have got a Oscar over Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee did good in the movie, but I prefer the little Asian girl in the same movie.
Oh, it was, but it was for a supporting actress.
Yeah, but still, I mean, look, spoiler alert: Angela was in the movies for so very long. You know, she died in the movie, so.
Yeah, but she did good. So was
she
Jamie
died
Lee.
In Black Panther?
You ain't seen Wakanda Forever.
Jamie Lee Curtis was also
spoiler alert.
Jamie Lee Curtis was better.
Tiggos.
Then
you seen
Angela?
You seen her in the first Halloween?
Oh no, yeah. Yeah. In her movie, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The whole
because she had to like play in that movie, everything, yeah. Everywhere.
I would have given it to the Asian
everything,
girl.
Everything. Anything?
Anything.
Isn't that fucking verse that Blue dropped on that Jay-Z album?
Yeah. Everything is anything. Everything, anything.
but yeah, Angela Bassett was great, and of course, all the flowers to her.
Nomination. I approve the nomination. I don't approve a win, though.
I thought she was going to win for sure because in Hollywood, where we're from, we just drive around and we see all the posters.
I get it.
Angela Bassett, nominated for an Oscar.
That's like everybody saying Jennifer Lawrence always win. Or Meryl Streep.
Carol Baskin's that bitch.
Yo, that's the funniest, one of the funniest things you've ever said. Because it's not what they said, but it's just funny how you took the sentence and made it your own.
Uh-huh.
Carol Baskin's that bitch. Because everybody says that bitch Carol Baskin's. And he just said, have you seen that shit? Carol Baskin's that bitch.
Oh.
That song?
Sally. That girl.
I wish I knew the lyrics to that song.
Baskins, that bitch.
Yeah,
the Gary version. If Gary loved that song, he would have made that song.
No, I'm just more concerned about the whistles into the mic. So just go whistle that way out of the mic.
That was my whistle. I was gonna do it again to be an asshole. I was gonna whistle again to be.
I'm the motherfucker. Never mind. Who edits the fucking pod? I know who the fuck.
What's going on with this?
I know
guys
what
today?
The fuck hey, works look, and what doesn't. Look, don't man, whistle into the mic.
What's happening?
I didn't react. You shouldn't have reacted. This
what's
is your fault.
What's happening today?
What's happening right now is your fault. You did that.
I did this?
You shouldn't have reacted to what Oops. He said. I didn't. I let him talk.
Give me one of your beers. No,
seriously.
No, take it. You need it. Here.
This fool falls asleep in the car if he drinks both
fucking
beers.
Grinch.
Can I, for real?
Yeah. Can
I call you Rose?
Listen. Rich needs to know
that he's definitely in his bitch.
You know that I hold you in such high regard. This is my guy forever.
You know what I love about you and his dynamic?
No regards.
You cannot ever see Ricardo displeased. You will try your hardest to make sure that you guys are back to a level of like kind. It's like you can't have this guy cry.
He's
a grown ass man.
I don't care, but
I don't care.
I'm gonna come.
you guys are both of you, and really, there's a big pool of guys that I want to I want to fuck.
Doesn't that make you gay?
Are you gay? You are gay.
Nah, but like I don't.
I'm gonna rapid fire them off later. Don't worry.
I don't like to see.
That means you're gay.
I don't like to see my guys angry at me. I don't like Al to be angry at me. Like,
no, it's a very good trick.
Stop fucking up the pod.
No, you're fine.
I don't think it's that I'm a pushover.
No,
I think that I'm just more like I want to please everybody.
Yeah, but
you
have a weird dynamic because you do want to please everybody, but you're also a control.
You're
freak.
Not a pushover. Mm-hmm.
You contradict yourself a lot.
You're a puss dozer.
But it's not a bad thing. Like it's not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. If you pay attention to you, yeah, you can see that you contradict yourself. But it's not like I got to talk to Gary about his
never
traits.
Pay
no,
attention.
It's
to
just
Gary.
Like something you notice. Very light work.
I just
brought it out because it's funny to me how like he
so what are we saying
loves
here?
It. He low key loves it when you like.
Are we saying that Gary's not fucking up the pod today? Because he is.
I think that in the beginning there was a miscommunication, and after that it's just been Gary not wanting me to whistle. That's all.
Finish him.
There you go. Roast him. That's your. That's
damn,
both.
Damn boy.
I'm okay. Angry that Top Gun didn't win anything, or I think it won something.
It won one thing. I think it was
visual arts. No.
Yeah.
No. It was.
Should have won best stunts.
Because Tom Cruise.
No, you know what it was. It won a weird one. And what best sound?
Best sound. Oh, yo, when they're playing volleyball on
the sound of the balls.
No, when
damn,
they're playing
son,
the
where'd
song,
you find this?
Get a close up, Gary.
The song of when they're playing volleyball is
clip it.
All right. Oh, I should have went here. There you go. You're by yourself now.
You look all tardy.
You late.
I get it. Yo, you look late as fuck. That's what I'm going to say from now on.
Yeah.
Yo, you look late.
I've been
late.
Trying to say that.
You
yeah,
look late
good
as
job,
fuck.
Mike.
Oh, shit.
Mikey.
I would have preferred holy shit, but I'll take that. Holy shit.
Good job, Oos.
You can't call for your own cheer.
Yeah, you can. It's off the rails, baby.
Yo,
you can do whatever
if
you want.
You're going to give me a cheer, I'd prefer if you did
guys.
Those.
We're getting out all our gripes this episode. That's all we're doing.
Now, as we should.
I want my chance, and this is what I want.
I gotta point out how much Gary fucked up the pod. That's all.
Wait.
So Oscars.
Oscars.
So then, what's the name? What was his name? The guy who was in Goonies, but is an adult now.
Goonie Goo Goo.
What was his name in the Goonies? I forget. Short Round.
Goonies.
No, that was in Indiana Jones, right? Short Round.
Yeah, Short Round.
Short Round won Best Supporting Actor. Well deserved.
For everything, everywhere, anywhere, always, all the time. Mm-hmm.
In your butt, yeah. Holy shit! No, okay, my bad.
Mikey.
Yo, you can't make your own chant.
God damn it, man! I'm gonna start it. It's like I want to be the one starting the clap.
Yeah,
don't clap into the bar.
I did that on purpose. Yo, right away too.
Mike's definitely,
well, you knew I was gonna do
not
that.
For sure.
Wait, Mike's definitely the guy who tries to start the wave and he stands up and nobody else does. Just a one person wave and back down.
Mike's definitely the guy who streaks.
We're going streaking.
Right. I'm so wet.
Streaking to the quad.
All right, Frank.
Everybody's going to the quad to the streak. And then old girl from that very same movie won Best Actress, well deserved.
So I got one for us guys for the first 8 minutes of the pod. I'm gonna put this first.
No more saying cuss words.
That's gonna be the first drop of every pod.
You know that I'm trying to do that
in like life.
Well, because in my videos that I post, so that's why you didn't see.
That makes sense.
Many. Not just because for TikTok and Instagram algorithms and YouTube
Wait,
algorithms.
Wait, are we talking about videos of the pod or videos that you post away from the pod?
Or your OF.
Videos. Yeah, I can't be like spanking and, you know, calling her a bitch.
That's your wife.
Yeah.
You fucking bitch. Yeah. But anyways, let me edit that.
You went there. Yeah, I didn't go there. That's going to be an edit for show, for sure.
For show. Damn, anyways.
Son. Holy shit. Anyway.
No, but what I want to say, what I want to say is, I want, because Al and my niece said, I think Gary is funny, but he curses too much in his videos.
Damn.
And so I want to stop cursing in the videos and in the podcast.
What the f?
Not you guys. I'm not putting that on anybody else. I'm putting that on me just to be a better person.
But you do realize that you're potting with two other people that are going to curse.
Yeah, but I'm saying videos like on my stories.
Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine. Yeah, do your thing.
I want to
live your truth.
I was trying to replace the fucks and the bitch and the shit. I was trying to replace the dick and the ass and the cocks and the pussies and the
pussy juice cocktail.
Twats. Why don't we use twat more? But anyways, I'm not trying to use twat. I'm trying to say different words.
You could put cunt.
Cunt. Why did I think of that?
Okay.
You're always doing the raptor. Cool, cool.
But what?
He's always doing the dinosaur raptor. Cunt, 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 cunt. Oh, boy. I'm glad that got him as much as it did. Now you just sound tardy.
Oh, you so late.
I'm so 2000 now, man.
What's good, Ma?
Feel me?
You should make your own. Like, what's up, Snowflake?
Hey, what's up, Snowflake?
Hey, what's up, Snowflake?
Nah, shout out to a white girl.
Hey, shout out to Snowfall. It's actually pretty good, but yeah. We can get to that after we're done with this Oscar segment.
So, came back for season 6, right? We're going to get to it, but I just want to, real quick, is it actually a little bit better than season 5?
Yes.
Hell yeah. This season? Hell yeah. 100%.
That's it.
100%.
That's it.
Way
it's
more.
To me.
Anyway. Yeah.
You buy tickets for Mario yet?
Oh, I'm hyped. Oh, wait, am I going? I haven't bought it yet. What? I gotta get my WrestleMania ticket first.
It's me, Mario. Hey, who wants to go to Nintendo Land with me?
When? Let's do it.
Where is it?
Let's go.
Universal Studios.
Okay.
Yeah, you close by. Y'all both close by. Anyway, whenever you want, let me know. I'm down to go.
I'm trying to go play Mario Kart in real life.
Okay. Can you fit? I didn't know.
Bitch, can you?
No. That's why I'm asking you.
Motherfucker.
You're my twin.
Remember?
You're my twin.
Remember?
No, a lot of people have been complaining that people can't fit in the ride.
Oh, really?
In that one, at least.
Well, you know, America is
I got on everything in Disney World,
overweight
so
now.
Suck it. Even that Avatar ride, you got to be, like, extra, like, not fat. I got on that shit. That shit was super fun.
There's an Avatar ride?
Did you have indentations in your body from the ride? Look at his face.
Ride share. Good.
Idiot.
Oh, yeah. He angry, angry.
I got something for you.
You stupid.
No, but so the ride is pretty cool. Did you guys ever go on like Soarin' over California?
I heard about it. No.
I think it was called Soarin'. Anyways, basically you get on this thing, you sit on the seat, and you're in front of this big ass screen, and it just feels like you're flying through wherever the fuck you were flying through.
I've been through not Space Mountain. What's the one in Disneyland where you're looking at the screen? Star Wars.
Yeah, that's a really
or like
ride.
Did you ever get on like the Back to the Future ride?
Yeah, exactly.
It's I like, love that.
Simpsons ride.
I'm glad they took it down. I'm mad that they took Back to the Future down.
So it's like that, but like on steroids. Mm-hmm. So you get on like this thing that looks like a shape, kind of like if you got on like a motorcycle, but you're supposedly riding on the fucking creatures from Avatar.
Okay.
And like, nice. You're just fucking soaring through Pandora on this thing.
I'm sorry. So this is still Universal Studios.
No, this is at Disney World.
Okay. Disney World.
World.
Yeah.
World.
Flex.
My sister and my mom are going to Disney World.
When they going?
Oh, so mom's going. Sister's going with mom.
April 1st.
Shout out to Mom Dukes.
April.
For her birthday.
Why you didn't get invited? They don't love you.
WrestleMania. Look at them.
Nah, they didn't tell me to go.
There's only one reason why they wouldn't tell you.
How?
Yo! Edit.
Clip
nah,
it.
Nah, they love her, but I don't know. My mom didn't say, hey, yo, buy tickets. We're going to Miami, Orlando. And I guess it's my fault because I didn't say, oh, I want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, but yeah. It's like I have trips already planned.
True.
I have money invested here
big
and
flex,
there.
Big flex.
You know, I can't just, I didn't know they were going. I can't drop everything and just go to Miami, Orlando. And yeah, I can't.
It's the happiest place on earth, though.
I understand, but I don't have $500 to just.
Have you ever been?
Times two, really, more. It'd be like $1,000.
You act like she don't got a job?
We have jobs, but I just said we have so bills. We have
don't
bills.
Don't start with him. What's your problem?
Special girl. Real good girl. Yeah. Biggest thing in my itty-bitty world.
Yo, call her up. To mouth his words is nasty, bro.
Well, I'm not trying to talk over
sitting
him.
Back with this mic in my hand.
I get it.
Spitting hot shit, trying to see a grin.
You got to stop.
Imprinted on my mind every minute.
The same way we tell him to pause music, we got to pause him. Because if we don't stop him, he'll go.
Hey, fucking love that.
8 seconds.
That Q-Tip album is great.
No, it is. It's the second time you mentioned
around,
it.
Shake a little thing.
You think whispering makes it any better?
You know how on the hook on vibrant thing, he goes, will you be second? I'll try to do that in the background, but you guys caught me.
I thought you guys were going to notice that I was just mouthing everything you guys were saying.
No.
I noticed. I ignored it, though.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up.
That's a good Potter.
I'm a professional. Yeah.
Potters of TikTok right here.
Unlike you, I don't stop the show to point out your stupidity.
Your tardiness.
It's cool. We don't talk about Bruno.
Fuck. Today, all we doing is talking about Bruno today. All we doing is talking about Bruno.
Bruno will be
I never even seen Encanto, but I know that Lin-Manuel Miranda did the music. Yeah. I know that much.
He's a good guy, that guy.
Did he get an Oscar?
Goddamn right he did. He gets an Oscar for everything.
For, I forget what movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't this year.
I don't know.
Hamilton.
I feel like he kind of did, but I could be wrong. Did you say Hamilton?
Ba-da-da-da-ba! How's the king
go? No, that's not
it. How's it go?
Nah, you just go spit on me, brother. Yo, spit on me, though.
Ba-da-da-da-da!
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Oh yeah, no, in the show, yeah, that was like his character. Mm-hmm. I thought that was weird at first, but then I realized it's the character. But I think that's it for the Oscar segment. I think we covered all the like noteworthy
wins. Who got actress of the year?
Oh, I told you, old girl from Everything Everywhere Butthole.
Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, that was supporting actress.
And
she did too. Oh, Michelle Kwan? No.
No, she's a fucking figure skater. What the fuck?
Is it Sasha Nakamura?
It was. No, who's the comedian, the pregnant one?
That's a tower from Die Hard.
It's Michelle Yeoh.
The Nakamura Tower.
Shouts to her. Shouts to that tower. All towers, actually. And the ones we lost.
Okay, what got Best Picture?
Everything Everywhere Butthole.
Oh shit! Well, yeah. Who got best director?
Anything, anything.
I think everything got best director. Volume. Yeah, I think they got. So that movie won 7 awards, 7 Oscars,
and I still haven't seen it.
Lucky and number it's 11. You should. I think you'll like it.
Is it amazing?
I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
You saw it? Everything, everywhere, at all the time, all at once. Forever?
I haven't finished it.
In your butt?
I haven't
butt.
Finished it, but yeah.
No, I enjoyed it. I saw it in theaters. I was hearing all the rave. That's how I ended up watching it, and I enjoyed it. I passed.
High 5 inches deep in your mom.
That's a long one, but hilarious.
5 inches, though. I mean,
yo.
That's that Gary Light work.
He's a grower.
Not the 5 inches. Like, I'll grow way fat past 5 inches.
Way fat past.
I'm way fatter than 5 inches. There's another one on here that I was going to play, and then it made me laugh because I thought about that time that you thought I was making fun of Mike. That's why your mama did.
That's hilarious. I love that shit.
Oh, man. That's still one of the greatest moments in our pod history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we had some good ones. We had some good pods.
And it's the last one. Peace, y'all.
How do I?
Not since I ruined this one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. From the rip. Good thing I saved it by making fun of you ruining our pod.
You know,
that saved it. Everybody's
we don't
like,
talk about Runo.
Runo. Oh, hey, Lewis, you Lewiser.
You guys are back for sure.
Runo.
Runo. That's you.
I really never want to laugh at you. The bad
we
ones.
Don't talk about Runo.
Name it a pod.
Name it a pod. Yeah. You are Runo. Why do you feel like sometimes you're disconnected and you just start to become a saboteur?
He said it. I'm a control freak, but also
a
lover.
Are you control freak in the sheets?
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
Hell yeah. He said like exhibit. He's like, yeah, what's up, Detroit?
Hell yeah. Yo, what's up, Detroit?
Like, being in the sheets and then randomly just bringing out Detroit is wild, bro.
Your water's wrong.
Every time
you went wrong.
Before you have sex, you pull out your dick. What's up, Detroit?
You went wrong.
That's his intro to dickdom. What's up, Detroit?
And then Snoop comes in.
Oh, no.
Big Snoop Dogg, back up in this.
Easy, baby.
You so crazy.
Yeah, he is a grower. Now, you know what? I think it's funny that you embraced that whole situation.
The grower, not a shower, or the Snapchat shit? Both.
That, it's the same, one of the same, basically. Well,
it's part of my history. It's part of my blog. my vlogs.
So when we pop, and this thing goes stratosphere, and they pull up because someone recorded it somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. Me. and when it magically resurfaces from out of nowhere, and you have to address it, you're just gonna be like, you know what, it's what it is.
You know, I had that idea.
You know what you should do? Get ahead of it and just release another one
right when we popping.
Yep.
So what I was about to say was
mass
when we sign
email.
Our deal, dick out
and email.
Just make sure you say, this is Detroit. What? Yeah. Pull out your dick.
What up, Detroit? And go. Just that's a subject line, and then your dick's just in it.
No, what I was gonna say was that if I ever had an album, the Panochita pick would have been the cover of the album.
Gotta be.
It had to be. It would have been. Now it can't even be Razzle Dazzle because Bert Kreischer just released the Razzle Dazzle shit.
He listens to the pod. That's why
he does.
He listens to Razzle.
Hit him with that Razzle Dazzle, Dad.
I didn't watch it yet, but
I did.
You did?
I did.
It's good. You like it?
I like it. You know, he's funny. It didn't disappoint me. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. But it's a very safe but funny stand up. I mean, I've seen other ones from him that I liked better, but it was good. It wasn't bad. I'll say that.
Okay, you watched it today?
I'm surprised.
Drop today or when did it drop?
Possibly today.
A couple days ago. I saw it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
I'm surprised. I didn't think that. I thought he was just one of those guys that pod well and comedy terrible. That's what I thought.
No,
really?
That's what I thought was going to happen.
No, he's good. I feel like he pods worse than he does comedy. I hate his laugh.
it gets annoying after a while.
And also, add $75 to our pod jar. For bringing up a whole other.
Listen, I used to hate how he potted, but and his laugh, on pods, but I've grown to like it.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten way better.
Yeah. So your like for him is also a grower?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Good. Next topic. Yeah. Because we're done with the Oscars.
You guys are all Oscars.
You guys are all complacent with
I did have that one question, but I mean we could just skip it.
No, go ahead, we can finish it off. Top it off.
Clip it.
Put a little semen on it.
Well, the Oscar. Who is the best Oscar? We got Oscar.
The Grouch.
De La Hoya. Oscar Nunez. Oscar Meyer. Oscar Wilde. And Oscar Robertson.
Who's Oscar Nunez?
Oscar Nunez is from The Office.
Gary's alter ego.
Oh, Oscar Nunez. Okay, so who's the best Oscar?
What's his name in? Is his name Oscar in The Office?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's Nunez.
No, that's his last name.
Okay, then yeah, both. You're right.
So we got the big O, Oscar Robertson.
Robertson. What's my shit?
Thurman.
Yeah. He's a racist.
And Oscar Wilde was a poet.
He was.
And there's other famous Oscars out there, but these are enough. The Grouch is
up there.
Yeah.
De La Hoya, you know,
he be wildin'.
But it's okay. I would try to watch my words, but De La Hoya be wildin', bro.
Hey, man, we all be wild.
I've seen him in fishnets. I never seen Oscar the Grouch in fishnets.
I seen me in fishnets.
Hey, yo. I've seen you out of fishnets.
Hey,
wait,
man.
What? So you saw him in him and then he took it off? Was that the same night he almost raped you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, feel.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go Oscar the Grouch. I can't. And who are the other? So Oscar Nunez, Oscar Grouch, Oscar De La Hoya. Yep. Who are the other guys? I forget.
Oscar Meyer. You don't like dick?
You don't like dick?
Fuck, I was about to say Oscar Meyer until you phrased it that way.
You don't like glizzies?
Now I'm like, yo, fuck Oscar Meyer, son.
You know, TikTok doesn't let you use the word glizzies or like a hashtag glizzy. There's a lot of hashtags you can't use. And I think I was shadow banned this week and we weren't getting as...
shadow burn!
Yeah, we weren't getting as many plays this week for a few days. Ever since we did that live.
Maybe we were just trash.
No.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's true. Ever since you did the live, I'm remembering you got cut off because you kept cussing.
But no, because I think it was about me fucking the baby me.
Somebody. Never mind. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, yeah. Oscar
have you put that episode out yet? No, yet.
Not tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow.
But so, you know what surprises me? I can't wrap my head around it is how successful TikTok has been, but they don't allow like cursing and shit like that. I don't know how it's been able to just pop off and be funny and relevant to people that be cursing and shit. I don't know.
Chinese.
The Chinese.
Bunch of Chinese.
Because I love me some Twitter and
I love me some Chinese.
I love nigga.
Oh, me. Now stop.
I'm gonna get freaked out to say it at some point.
you're not live on
dog, he's been so.
Yo, I'll say it as soon as the camera's cut off.
Not even then.
Prove it, bitch. Not gonna get me. I look.
Anyway, this is the way.
Yeah. You got a ham DeLorean? Let's go!
Let's go, bro. Let's go, bro. Oh man. The quickness of it was just impeccable. Yeah. That's funny.
Embrace it.
Yeah, yo, that's why I told Gary, yo, just trust me a little bit, man. Let me steer the ship.
It takes you a while, but you get there. Yeah. Old tardy ass.
Oh, always late ass.
The social media. You had put a topic of Twitch beef. What is going on here?
Oh, brother.
Yeah, who's twitching?
So I was trying to look for topics, right?
Uh-huh.
And I saw this dude, these Twitchers beefing, and because I went on Twitter to look for some topics.
Of course.
Maybe that was my first mistake. Nice. So this dude,
pretty accurate.
This dude named Sneeko.
Sneeko. That's your new name, by the way.
He's
Sneak out.
Sneak out of God, the freak God.
Freak out. can't do it no more. Fuck, I suck.
Sneeko looks like...
we don't speak to him.
How's it go? Ruino. We don't talk about Ruino. No, no, no,
we don't speak to Ruino.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. I've never seen the movie. Please talk, Gary. Please.
Never seen Encanto? Shouts to Colombia.
Please go.
We fucking get it.
You heard fucking traveled.
Okay, yo, yeah. You know what? I've been waiting 3 months to say this. Mike stole my other two candies that you gave me.
Oh, shit.
I left them in his bag, and then when he dropped me off, he never gave them to me, and his ass probably ate them as soon as he got home.
You want to know something funny?
Tell me.
They're still there.
Fuck.
They're at the house.
Let me get one.
I'll bring them back.
Yo, bring them back.
It's so funny how, just a quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. It's so funny how like family is untrustworthy of certain things. Like I brought him to the house, and I was like, my father, who's like from a native country, let him try something from some other country. I'm like, yo, dad, my boy Gary gave me these. He's like, you trying to poison me? I was like, nah, like it's just
Colombia. Yeah. No, because people that I told that I'm going to Colombia, they think like I'm going to do coke and I'm fucking.
He actually brought up the Medellin thing. I get it.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that though.
Nah, it was just sitting there by the TV. I was like, I'm gonna just take this shit back, bro. Like if you don't want it, I'll keep it.
Yeah. Point is, that shit was delicious.
Why didn't you eat it?
I don't know. I just didn't look appetizing to me.
Just so people know what the fuck we're actually talking about. Gary, what were they made out of?
Like caramel on the outside, guava. Yeah, caramel on the outside, guava on the inside.
Clean on the outside jelly. Clean
on the outside jelly. You're fucking up all kind of songs tonight, bro.
How's it going?
I don't know.
Isn't it clean on the inside? No, it's cream on the inside, outside jelly.
Yeah. Cream on the inside, outside jelly.
Yeah, you know, my shit like candy paint.
That's like a Fat Boy song if I ever heard one, bro.
Ice cream paint job.
That's like me making fucking whatever in the kitchen. Yeah. Just be happy.
What was his name? Derulo. Jason Derulo.
It was Jason Derulo. In fact, it was. No, his name was Duro.
Duro, yeah.
Okay. Duro.
Speaking of Duro, did you guys watch the Subway documentary about Jared Fogle?
So you've been watching this shit. How far along are you? No,
it's because I'm really big on $5 footlongs. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this doc come up, I was like, yo, I got to see it.
You know I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yes, I hear you're a $5 footlong. That's how much it costs.
So it's not really a footlong? Because if you've seen sometimes, they're not really footlongs.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people measure it and it's like 11 inches.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yo, at this point, as long as I'm
petty fat thing to do.
As long as it's more than 7, like, yeah.
Who the fuck is measuring?
I just picture like a guy my size walking in. I have something to say. Like I measured this at home. It's 11 inches.
What are you, Brendan Fraser?
And he got a double meat.
Yo, Brendan Fraser, when he was crying up there, his speech was so heartwarming. Yo,
he was having a panic attack almost
but
up there.
It's like, no, but I feel like I
feel what he felt. Yeah.
Not that it's not genuine.
It was. It was going through it up there.
It's genuine, but it's just like, yo.
He had the most genuine out of, because there's people that go up there, they've been in this, they're actors.
Yeah. Hey, did anybody tell him that the role is over and he could?
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. So I saw the movie. You haven't seen the movie yet, have you?
Lose the weight, pal.
No, he lost weight.
Yeah, he wasn't the same weight the whole time.
No, but I know he was. I know that's like prosthetic.
No, prosthetic. I'm talking about. And
are
the,
you copacetic right
when
now?
When he was doing the prosthetic. You know, when they should do the show in the Q&A, he looked the same as Freako Salamez.
Bitch, what? That's a shot.
Freako Frazier. Sneako Frazier.
When he was doing the Q&A, he looked the same as Freako. Thought he saw. Bitch, don't pause there, motherfucker. Who pauses there?
Oh, man.
You look the same as Rico.
What the fuck is
that? That was hilarious. That wasn't even my intention. That's like my brother. He's been sending me videos. Like, you send videos on Instagram. He keeps sending me videos of people with gaps in their teeth. And I keep telling him, like, bro, like.
Just mad Michael Strahan videos.
Yeah. But he's.
I see what you did there. You got him back.
Hit him with that Michael Strahan.
Okay. Why do you just like tumble yourself? How do you go up there and just like tumble down the hill?
I'm a grower, not a shower. I'm about to tell you.
Okay,
I'm good at this. All right, so back to my Jared Fogle topic that you guys danced over.
You danced over. He was about to tell us about that Twitch shit. And you just said, "Hey, fuck all that. This Jared shit."
Oh yeah,
it's cool.
Fuck it. He got to know.
You know what? You're right. We went on such a tangent that I lost my way.
Exactly.
I didn't see the breadcrumbs that you left for me right next to your corduroy sweater. Go ahead and hit us with that Twitch beef, Daddy-O.
All right, so Sneeko, right?
Sneeko!
So apparently this dude got fucked by Andrew Tate.
Excuse me?
And recorded it. His girlfriend recorded it.
Sneeko, the guy, got fucked by Andrew Tate.
Mm-hmm.
And Sneeko had a girlfriend.
Who also got fucked by Andrew Tate. Two other guys while he watched.
Oh, so he's a cuck.
He's a gay cuck. He's a bi cuck.
Cucky.
Bi cuck?
Yeah, because he also has a girlfriend. I'm sorry, continue.
Rabbit. Wait, are we allowed to cluck into the mics?
That was loud, but it's okay. It's okay. It might be just the headphones. All right, so look, Sneeko, right?
So Sneeko got fucked. His girl got fucked.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
So Sneeko was getting piped by the Tate.
Yeah, but this was like everybody responding to this video of him. He's apparently going after like this other guy named what was his name?
Twitch beef.
Oh, Moist Critical.
Excuse me?
But the thing about
not
it is
not most critical?
Moist Critical.
Moist Critical.
Yeah. The thing about it is
I try to get all girls to reach the Moist Critical levels.
Exactly. But no, he looked like, man, it's just I went on this deep dive and I found all this stuff out and I found like everybody just like commenting on this stuff. But
how
like,
deep was your dive?
So
yeah, 5 inches deep in your mom.
5 inches deep in your mom. So
he's like the way he goes, mom. Gets me every time.
That's how you know he in a roasting session too.
Yes, sir.
So this dude, Sneeko. Is having beef with this dude Moist.
Uh-huh. Right? I'm trying to let you get the story off.
Me too, but this shit is just funny sounding.
It's funny.
You're making it very difficult for me not to fuck this up.
I don't even want to fucking talk about this shit.
You put it in the topics. Go ahead.
All right, but because of this.
So Sneeko's mad at Moist.
So he's telling him, like, he's showing him clips, like basically threatening him on
who's doing that?
Twitch. Sneeko is threatening Moist.
Gotcha.
Because Moist was talking
comment down below
shit about Sneeko.
Okay.
But then
Sneak this is Sneeko.
This fool Moist, he's like, dude, stop calling them clips. The magazines. This is a magazine. He takes it out of his pistol and he's like, this is a magazine. He takes it out of his big rifle.
Uh-huh.
And my question to you guys is like, would you do anything like that?
This
like
is
would
my you show rifle. Yeah. This is my gun. This is for shooting, and this is for fun.
Yeah, what do you take from that?
So if I was in a pod beef with somebody else, because I'm just making it relevant to us.
Yes.
Yo, pick somebody to beef with.
All right.
Bert Kreischer. You're already beefing with Bert Kreischer right now.
Yeah. All
right,
fuck it. If I'm beefing with Bert Kreischer,
you're like Burnt Kreischer.
It was a pretty good
job. Oh, come on, nothing for that. Okay.
I mean, because it was pretty good.
Hit a button.
make something. Do a funny thing. Do something with that thing there.
Show, not just grow.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know what? I'm proud of you for that one. So, if I was beefing, well, let's say hypothetically, Bert Kreischer, I don't think I would like subject myself to like through clout and just have a whole bunch of guns and be like, "Yo, Bert, fuck you and your drinking."
Yeah.
All this shit. This doesn't make sense to me. But it is the culture of like that, whatever that world is.
Hitting on these chicks.
If you're out there being a bi cook, like, yeah,
it's going to happen. Flirt Kreischer.
What?
What about you?
I don't.
Who you beefing with?
I don't put on.
Brandon Fraser.
Yeah, okay. Let's say you and Brandon, you didn't like Brandon Fraser's speech at the Oscars after winning Best Male Actor. You didn't like his speech. You thought he was too soft. I don't know.
Oh, you soft?
I don't know. Like,
it sounded like a clip.
Yeah.
My voice just sounds like clips.
Okay.
Okay. What the fuck?
Like fucking.
He's asking you a question.
This push is a clip.
Push a tear.
This is a magazine. This is a clip. So I hated his speech.
And then what? And then he reacted to you hating on his speech. What are you doing next?
To Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. And like you guys have a beef online. It's not like you're ever gonna meet. But like.
Oh, I definitely show my clip and my magazine.
Yeah.
Both, same time. Because I got four hands.
You a grown-ass man, dog. Shut up.
All right, you right, you right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to passive-aggressively post me listening to a song. And the song that I'm going to be listening to is going to be Whoop That Trick from the Hustle and Flow soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be looking directly at the camera like I'm doing to you right now. But, so that he knows that I'm talking to him. So when he sees me, he knows it's time to whoop that trick. What? Whoop
why does trick. Brendan Fraser get whoop that trick? Like, why don't you just play like Georgia the Jungle in the background? And
oh, because that's easy. I'm going for a deep cut. Man.
He wasn't in. I was at a deep cut. He wasn't even in that movie.
I mean, if you think about it.
I think we really we picked a bad opponent for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just going south.
No, I mean, if you think about it.
No, there's no thinking about it.
No, let's go.
This.
Let's go to the next
one. Please.
Hustle and Flow.
What do you want to talk about? Jared Subway? Let's talk about Subway. Let's eat fresh.
If you think about it, you know, like the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon?
Don't.
You could 6 degrees separate Brendan Fraser.
Let's separate from this.
Yes.
Okay, let's separate the man from the mice.
Let's put it in an 11-inch sandwich.
Let's separate the man from the mice. Are we men or are we mice?
Oh, my God.
We're mice. Okay. You know where it's from?
Nope.
It's from It.
Okay.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Okay, so they're about to go to the creek and they're gonna fight It, and then
they should really fight
Brendan Fraser,
Jared from Subway.
Oh yeah, because they're kids.
He told you to talk about 2 seconds ago.
No, because the reason why he's saying that because they're kids and you know yes. Jared no, likes yes. kids. That's a good segue, man. He did that.
Segway King.
No, you're not.
Kinda.
You guys are doing terrible right now.
What do you mean? No, this is all. Everything I'm doing right now is on purpose. Oh. It's
like
all
that
deliberate.
Pepper Le Pew shit.
No, this is not Peppa Pig. All right, so look. So Jared is a nasty man because a documentary came out, 3-part doc. It's on Hulu if you're rich.
Yeah, Hulu, put it correct. Hulu Live TV.
It's on Hulu. If you got Hulu Live TV and you balling out of control and you drop in $75 a month on some live TV, feel me? Then
wait,
you go,
$75 for Hulu?
Live.
That's crazy.
It's got all of Hulu plus it has live TV.
For our thing, I pay $32 and I have Stars, I have Showtime, and I have regular.
Damn. Say louder into the mic.
That has regular TV?
No, it doesn't. I wish I could have that, but then I would have to pay the
broke
$75.
Boys.
I just don't. I cut my cable because I don't watch.
I don't got
cable
baby.
Like that.
We don't
it
got
took you
cable,
a while,
baby.
Though. You back? You with us now?
We cord cutters.
You had you YouTube TV for a while.
I did. I had YouTube TV. Cut that. Then I went to DirecTV.
Cut that. What else?
You only wanted TV for the sports.
Yeah. So now I do just Stream East.
That's why me and you are best friends. Cause you know, I just feel like we.
Talk about the damn documentary, dog.
Finish each other's sentences.
Oh, is that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, pretty much.
You didn't read my mind. All right, anyways, I was just kidding.
Three-part
doc. Jared, homeboy who was the spokesperson for Subway. Everybody thought he was wholesome. Turns out he's a scumbag who likes little kid booty.
Everybody thought he was whole wheat.
Yeah, everybody thought he was whole wheat. Turns out he was Italian herb and cheese. This motherfucker, right?
Fucking
herb.
Jalapeno.
Fucking herb.
So you say you can watch that and believe it, but you can't watch the Mike Doc and believe that?
Well, here's the difference between the Mike Doc and the Jared Fogle Doc. Jared, I actually hear his voice saying that he likes these things. I never heard Mike saying that that's what he wanted.
Well, he was dead.
He couldn't defend himself.
So,
and we couldn't see.
Technicality. But no, in this doc, at least in the first episode that I saw, they got like a...
Jared was actually saying...
They got audio recording, yeah, because this chick like went undercover or whatever, started recording their phone calls. And yeah, she brought
up... She wasn't a young child.
No.
She was old.
So she was a reporter. And then Jared, the way it goes... is she was like doing a story on him, and then they were at a middle school and they were gonna do like a little like Q&A type thing, and Jared leaned over to her and said, oh, I love these middle school kids. They're so hot or something like that.
Oh, sh.
And dang. Then that kind of like got her like thinking like, what? Why would you tell me that?
That is a weird thing to say to somebody you don't know.
Yeah. So then she started to dig into like who he was. And she was like, I want, if he could just say that to me, that must mean that like he is into this. So she started digging in and then she decided to kind of like set him up and get him to like trust her and talk about that nasty shit. And it worked. And yeah, she's got recordings of him. Like she'll ask him like, what did you want to do with those younger kids or whatever? What were the ages, like 10, 12? Mm-hmm. And you could hear him saying like, oh yeah. He goes, that'd be great. That'd be hot.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, nasty, nasty. He was trying to hit
that's him. Nasty as fuck. I can't, but look, I do have some curiosity to watch that, but it's hard for me to watch anything child-related where it's, like, abuse or animal-related where it's, like, abuse or something like that. I don't know. I could watch, like, adults get fucked up all day on some weird hood side shit, but...
Well, you can't watch animals? So you can't watch, like, a donkey
I
show?
Could, but it's hard. It would have to be, like, some... Not a domestic animal.
They'd have to like it.
Give me a actual, like, jungle scenario.
Okay, what if you see, like, animals, like... And like they're enjoying what's going on. Then can you watch it?
Wait, what are you talking about? Are you talking about bestiality or fucking?
Oh, bestiality.
No, I'm good.
Okie dokie.
There's a great.
I was not talking about bestiality, bro.
There's a great bestiality page I follow on Twitter.
There's great bestiality website that I frequent.
I should shut the fuck up and let him keep going.
No, I was trying to get you to keep going. Yeah. That was the whole point. I was trying to get you to keep going on.
Not me.
Kids getting hurt on Instagram is probably the best page.
I mean, that shit is just America's like, funniest home videos on like the internet.
Some minuscule things. Like tripping,
the internet.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you got a mother or a father beating a child, I don't want to see that fucking
I mean, hopefully that's not getting posted on Instagram. Like, well, just whoop my son's ass. Comment down below.
Yeah,
smash the like button.
You ain't see my feed, brother.
Yeah, kids getting beat.
Yo,
the fucking page is called Kids Getting Beat.
Whooping a kid's ass.
You like
and
it?
Then putting a filter on the ass whooping is crazy.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Yo, whoop my kid. And
speaking of
put
ass
that
whooping,
shit in Paris.
did y'all see that football player?
Add a blur.
Did y'all see that football player that like was tossing around his
Ray
girl?
Rice?
Nah.
Damn, this was salad.
She might have been, bro. She was a character of anything.
John Morant?
Nah, bro. It was this big, I think, running back. He like, I guess, went to go visit a ex baby mama. Mm. Fucking was just tossed her into the TV with the little baby just sitting there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video. That was a while ago.
But I
yeah.
guess the case or something already decided on it this year. Mm-hmm. And they posted it again, and I was like, yo, I forgot about that video.
He just tossing her?
Dog, I'll send it to you, but that shit is wild. Like,
you're the red, white, and blue.
This is great. Speaking of cases, that Troy Ave.
Yeah.
So he just... he
snitched?
Yes, but like I don't even care about that.
Okay.
I care about...
Free Tax
y'all. Stone. No, like, yeah, he snitched on Tax Stone, but like free I tax. Care about y'all.
Y'all. Not you all. It's y'all.
It's y'all. Who
what
would you guys do a bid for?
Mike.
You would do a bid for Mike. Does it depend on the crime? Or does it depend... Like, I want to know...
It's got to be badass.
Does it depend on the crime?
So it's crazy.
And does it depend on the person? Who wouldn't you snitch for? And who would you do a bid
so
for?
So, in this scenario, my friend did something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blaming me.
Yeah, like, do I got a cover for them?
They're not blaming you.
Uh-huh.
What's happening is that the authorities want to speak to you.
So, I got it. I'm walking down the street with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pinches his ass. Mm-hmm. I defend his honor and I fight the guy.
Okay.
And then I go to jail for it. Like that?
No. Yeah, but then you to reduce your sentence, you got to say, yeah, but Mike drives it out of a seatbelt.
And now I'll be like, you know what?
Why'd you let him talk? This just went bad.
Your like, Honor, in his defense, Mike was asking for it. Did you see what he had on? Did you see what he was wearing?
Fishnet.
Those little gym shorts. Oiling. Lotioning.
That's that Sneeko talk.
Yeah.
Sneeko. Sneeko to God.
So.
Oh, shit. What was the other dude's name?
Moist. Shouts to Moist. Nah, but he got the mags though.
Every time Sneagle talks, I get
that's
Moist.
That's not clips. It's mags.
Gary definitely from that. From
so,
that,
hey,
from
but
that
you didn't
snap,
let me tell you.
He definitely has a clip, not a mag.
That giggle was telling.
It grows to a mag, though.
He wanted to fight somebody.
It does. No, it grows to a rifle. But anyways.
I'll sneeze.
We
sorry.
Don't talk about Bruno.
Fucking Bruno.
Hey, but anyways, so. Fucking Sneeko, he looks like this young ass kid. He looks like the kid who on Instagram you seen him. He was like, "Ooh, he's stealing." You ever seen that guy?
No.
Negative.
All right, so he looks like T.I.'s younger brother on ATL.
Oh, okay.
He looks like that with a little goatee.
Gotcha.
But the other dude, you ever seen Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
The dude that just talks like this.
Yeah.
You know, with the long hair. Uh-huh. That's how he looks. The moist.
It's such a weird beef.
Moist. It is weird beef. Like, there's such an age difference.
I want to start a rewatch of Silicon Valley now. Such a funny show.
Yeah,
I love that show. I rewatch that show a lot.
Speaking of Silicon Valley.
They did T.J. Miller dirty, though.
What?
T.J. Miller?
Yeah.
They basically, like, kicked him
off
the show.
Well, it's because he has a mental... he has a mental disease.
Oh, so discrimination is what you're saying?
No, he purposely left because his brain was fucked up. It's a whole thing.
But he's back. He's back in the. I saw his stand up on YouTube. Not my favorite.
Also, T.J. Miller. He's
that's how I can tell he does have something.
T.J. Miller. He's a little late.
No, there's a disease. I'll tell you. I don't want to get into it on the pod because I don't have the facts. But I just he talked about it on a podcast.
What is he gonna fact check us? Yo, T.J.
No,
Miller.
No, no. Just I'd rather tell you what actually.
T.J. Miller has polio of the dick. It's incurable. And they say it affects the brain.
He'd probably love that.
Yeah.
I was talking about Silicon Valley.
Polio.
Let's talk about Silicon Valley real quick, but like how the banks.
Because it was on his dick.
Silicon Valley. Like, they're going all under and shit.
So this
take you to a land down under.
So this has been happening.
They're all in Australia right now.
This has been happening a lot, right? I keep.
But hey, Mike, welcome to the bike, Mike.
I thought it was something that happened a while ago. I didn't know it was recent.
No, it just happened like it's happening like yesterday.
The banks are fucking up, huh?
Yeah, the banks are fucking up, and so.
But I heard they just got bailed out.
Yeah, they did.
$2 trillion, right?
They did.
$2 trillion. Like, where the fuck do you find $2 trillion?
We could
in
print
the couch.
Money. We print money, bro.
Literally, yeah, but that throws off the economy. If we do
they
that.
They don't give a fuck. If it helps the world, they don't give a shit.
I hate when I talk about stuff and it makes me sound like I'm older. Yeah, but it fucks up the economy. Like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, we are.
If I'm being honest.
Nah, but you work at NASA.
Oh yeah. I'm an astronaut.
So, what would you guys do if all your money went away? Like,
I go out and get that cash or not?
You look at your bank statement. It says in the checking there's like 8 G's, and then boom, one day there's no G's.
Damn. So that flex. Yeah. You got
G's. I ballooned it. Well, what's it called? I inflated it.
You got an extra zero in there.
Yeah. Well, I said,
800, 8,000.
Apparently, Gary's account is a grower also.
Yeah. I looked at it with my monocle.
Look, man, I'm not in any way, shape, or form rich, so I can't really have those
no, that's
types
rich.
Of problems.
That's me.
That's speak
up. I'm in every way, shape, and form rich, actually.
Speak about shape.
Talk your shit.
Just 8K, bitch?
If that happened to me, like... I think I would be pissed. If I have bills coming up, I'd be pissed. Like, if I had paid my bills and it happened, all right, I got enough time to recoup and then put my money in another bank.
Mm-hmm. Which bank?
Huh?
Which bank?
Whatever bank doesn't have issues. Yeah. Fuck, I'll go to Merchant Bank or whatever the fuck.
So what was the bank, though?
There was like, a couple. Bank of America. There's a couple of them, I think.
No, but the one that you're specifically referencing, what was it?
I don't know. I thought it was a bank called Silicone.
Kangaroo Bank. Silicon, yes.
Yo, that's a fake ass bank. If your name says silicone outside,
yo, it's, yeah, clearly you're already fake.
There's yeah. a bunch of
silicone bank, silicone titties. Sounds like a fake bank to me.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of private banks.
Looks like a bank, but does it feel like a bank?
There was a bunch of there's a bank called I was in driving in Beverly Hills. There's a bank called Mechanics Bank. There's a bunch of little private banks out there that people don't really.
I'm
like,
opening up a bank on the
little
corner.
Privates like what Jared likes.
That's a pretty good one.
Moment of a little lemonade.
Your enthusiasm really sold it. I appreciate that.
What enthusiasm?
Ruino.
We don't talk about him. I'm opening up a little lemonade stand style bank on like a corner. Just call myself Bank of Riches.
Wait, what is going on here? That is a weird ass combination. Like, what did it have to do with your name?
What do you mean?
He said,
out of nowhere.
All right, I'm opening a taco stand, right? I'm going to put some watermelons on the side. And I'm going to just call it Baker Rich.
It's my bank, bitch. I call it whatever I want. I do whatever I want.
I'm going to have people park and put their hazard lights on. He just throwing random shit in there. I'm going to the sun go down, right? Call that shit Baker Rich's.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
My God.
You hating right now.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
Are you a grower?
Huh? Yeah, I'm definitely growing another short.
So if you were to show it right now, what would it look like?
Right
so,
now? You
know, portobello mushroom?
I'm actually hanging pretty good right now. I'm not in a completely...
How's it hanging?
I'm not in a completely short, flaccid mode.
I am, but speaking about dicks, let's talk about
dick. That dick talk. Oh, sorry.
I said speak.
Yo, time out. I'm sorry, Gary. Yeah, I've never seen you be put in your place so quick. You just shut the fuck up with that one.
Yo,
because you were genuinely mad.
Yo, he tell me shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
I'll be quiet.
When he leave, you be talking again.
No, I honestly didn't hear what he said, but it's...
Yo,
he knew it was going to be something about watermelons and taco joints.
No, but this topic was for him. I said, speaking about dicks, let's talk about Dak.
And then I said, dick talk.
Oh, you mean because not Dak, but what's his name?
Yeah, not Dak.
Zeke. Zeke got cut.
Zeke got cut by the Cowboys. Yeah,
but you're happy. You're all right with that, right?
Because Zeke is... Don't let your backup play better than you.
Yeah.
I feel
like you wouldn't be mad about
and
that.
And that's why I never let you guys out pod me, ever.
What?
Ever.
I don't want to get replaced.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, dude, you keep giving pause like you did last week. Yeah, we'll have a little powwow with that shit.
We'll switch you with the pillow.
Yeah.
What did I do last week? I don't remember.
Everything.
Everything. Everything.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Anywhere. Everywhere.
And the butt.
Always. You know what? Last week was because Gary
was high, bro. You dude, look at you.
Always high. Look at
you. No, not now. Look at you. Yo.
No. We go right. I wish it was. He loosened up.
Yeah,
he loosened it. I saw it.
It's like when your dick goes out. It's like.
When you said that, that food loosened that shit.
Yo, my dick went down in shame. Shame.
Oh my God, that's funny. That's
first cool, of all,
bro, look at the video cool. last week and look
whatever
at you, bro.
I did. No, I was dead asleep. I know that.
No, you were sleepy. I saw the pod back.
You
and
needed
you
a hard
sleepy.
Out.
You were sleepy.
I was sleepy. That's what it was. Because when I'm not sleepy, I can be high.
Yeah. Do you? Totally unrelated to anything, but like,
are
do
you
sleep
3 times a day?
You sleep 3 times a day.
Oh, I thought you were gonna ask me how many times I jack off. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Yo, don't be stealing my storyline, bro. That's my narrative.
I would think.
I thought you like wrestling, bitch. I'm making up a persona. That,
wrestlers, wrestling fans like to jack off, bro.
Wrestling. I appreciate your yes hands. I appreciate your yes. You try really hard with him. He makes your brain really work for it, bro.
Nah, if you gonna I'm get sleepy.
If you gonna get these gems.
Trying so hard.
Okay, so yeah, what were we gonna say?
So
do I get sleep?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
How much sleep do I get? All right, typically on a normal average night, like let's say I'm not coming here to bother with you guys, I typically go to sleep around midnight.
And you wake up at 6?
6. 6 hours.
Well, you've been getting better sleep, huh?
I've been getting better. Yeah. Before, I would go to sleep like around 2, 3 in the morning or whatever.
And that's when you had to drive to the office and that, at 6. Yeah, so, what time did you wake up then?
Yeah, I would wake up at 5:30. I would shower, and then I would be out the house by 6, get to work by 6:30.
Mm. Yeah, but right now, well, not recently, but I guess in the past year and a half, you've been dealing with baby Jack's sleeping pattern, so you weren't really sleeping that well.
No, it doesn't matter. I still pretty much got the same amount of sleep.
At 12 to 6?
No, but waking up like for 10 minutes every couple hours isn't a big deal.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially if I used to sleep at like 2 or 3 and wake up at 5:30. So, yeah, now I think I'm sleeping better than I used to.
It sounds better. You used to have 12 to awful 6. Pattern.
Usually 12 to 6. I mean, sometimes I'll stay up to like 1 or 2 or whatever. And then
I don't, like during the week, I don't stay up past midnight. I even, that's pushing it. 11:30 is pushing it.
Hella old, man.
Yeah. No, because I wake up at 6:30.
Yeah, well, it revamps your body, though.
Good day, mate.
I've been doing 5 hours. I've been doing a lot of 8. I was telling them lately, I want to cut my hours of sleep because I haven't been really managing time properly. I've been doing 8 hours lately, and I want to cut it down to 5 just to kind of get my money up again. Because I can live off of 5.
Well, I mean, I could live off of 5, but they say like...
Diddy told me I could live off of 3.
If you... Yeah, it's true.
I really, really want to... Like, when it comes to Diddy, Dwayne The Rock, all these people that are kind of like inspiring, when they tell you like they're sleeping 3 to 4, like I honestly want to do that.
Yeah, these fucks are probably getting like 12 hours of sleep.
Can you imagine? I would hate that.
They're lying to us.
No, I would hate that. They might do 3-4 hours of sleep. But then they go to their trailers. I'm sure they take naps, during the day.
Hey, naps work.
I take naps.
Yeah.
You know, The Rock, I picture The Rock falling asleep and like falling asleep like this with his arms on his head. But that's gotta be like uncomfortable as fuck because he's like all rock solid. Like, you know how when you put your arm under your head, like it's kind of like soft and get comfortable? Like, The Rock just got those fucking boulders for arms.
Nah, that I feel that, like that'd be better.
Yeah, nah, when you that rich, I'm sure you got some sort of fucking
power. You just lay on another, person?
Yeah.
Where's be my pillow.
Where's my nap guy? Come here.
Because Stone Cold says so. So Rob wanted to see Stone Cold again, huh? Fucking love Stone Cold, huh?
We love.
I'm glad he got to
suck his dick already.
That would have been a hard fucking drop of cash.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, WrestleMania, baby. Hopefully we get to go together.
Oh yeah, you guys still believe in fairy tales. So WrestleMania, who's gonna fight for the championship?
Well, we're gonna do a WrestleMania episode in a few weeks.
Oh dang, we're doing a WrestleMania pod?
No, we're not the whole episode, but I'm gonna do something for you. I'm gonna develop something for you. We'll talk about that.
All we're gonna hear is Roman Reigns.
Don't worry about it.
Gonna watch WrestleMania.
Okay, good. But in a few weeks,
purchase the ticket. Come with us.
Why can't I just purchase it on TV?
In a few, and you never. Well, anyways.
Hello.
He is tired of you.
Oh yeah. Did I ever ask you this? If we were to ever go on tour, what would be on your rider?
On my rider?
Yeah, like what would be in the green? What would be in the green room? Other than the obvious.
JK, I love you, girl. What's up? Y'all gonna get me canceled by my own chick. Oh, so on your riders, bitches? What kind of bitches they be riding?
That's a good question.
Nah, just trans. Just trans. Just all trannies.
I call it transportation.
I want my Baileys and whiskey there.
I want my Baileys back.
Give me my Baileys back, baby.
Let me get that battery.
Let me get that back. Yeah, I'll probably get the Baileys and whiskey is definitely a go-to. As far
dang,
as like,
daddy.
I hear like some people have candy in their riders. Candy? I don't think I would have candy. Yeah, man. I mean, as far as like the shit that, other than the normal shit that you get, as far as like water and shit, I think I would just go Baileys and whiskey. I wouldn't really be difficult on my rider. I'm sure I'd probably think of some shit if we ever did go out and do that, but just right now off the rip, I'm thinking
off the rail.
I'm thinking Bailey's and a whiskey. How about you, Frico? What's in your Serato?
I'm going to go whiskeys and Cokes. Cans, please. But I also want red Solo cups with a bucket of ice because I can't drink anything without ice. I want...
I was going to say ice, but I feel like ice is like a... It's going to happen.
Any type of gummy candy.
Interesting.
Gummy bear, gummy snake, gummy worm, gummy...
Gummy bears is fucking fire, bro. I love gummy
any
bears.
Any kind of gummy.
Throw and gummy bears in our fucking...
Yo, chocolate-covered gummy bears? Have you ever tried those?
I'm good, and, family.
And,
oh, I got you. I got you.
And,
I'm good, family.
And a few Red Bulls or Monsters. That's it.
Nah, I think I need some coffee and
chocolate-covered espresso beans. You ever had those?
Mm-hmm. Just a bag of those to stay alive.
Let me get a bag of chicken wings.
Uncooked?
Nah, cooked.
No, give it to me uncooked, but also give me an air fryer. I'll hook that shit up myself.
Something to eat. I just need something to eat, but like protein and...
All right, you know what's good?
But does that count as like your writer? Because you're going to eat before or after. Do you want like...
I'll give me a charcuterie board made out of nothing but Lunchables.
Yeah, I need some whiskey.
A fancy ass board.
Yeah, you just had like a a stack of like the little pizza crusts, little pepperoni.
You guys are fancy. Like, all right. What about a
bowl of the little sweet ass sauce?
What about if you guys are openers or something? What if we're openers? Like, what if like, all right, you can ask for your writer has a limit. Like, you guys are asking for a lot.
Whiskey, Coke, and gummies. That's it.
Okay, I respect that. I respect that.
Because everything else comes to you as you're like going. Like if you're in a city or town, a craving will occur. Like, man, I wish I would have ordered that in my...
Damn, I wish I had some.
Bitches.
Heyo.
Oh, we're best friends. We finish each other's sentences.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, that was pretty painful.
Son of a bitches.
That was
pretty painful.
That was fucked up.
Am I in too, guys?
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Nah, man. Shit happened live on the pod. I don't want to talk
about it. Fucking Ruino, bro.
We don't talk to Ruino. Son of a bitch. Yeah, so just gummies, whiskey, and Coke. I'll be good with that. But if you want to throw in like honey roasted peanuts or almonds, love that shit. Yo, you know those...
ooh, yeah.
The ones that like you get at like a carnivore or a fair... Like the honey roasted glazed almonds and shit.
Those are so fire.
Fuck me in the
butt. And you know what's underrated? Those almonds, the colorful almonds, the hard candy coated almonds.
Are the ones you get like at Easter?
They have a name. I'm it's like escaping me right now. But
old people M&Ms.
Yeah. Basically. Oh no, wait. Old people can't eat those though. They're hard.
One of those chocolate covered
almonds. Grandma be eating that for a day. Like,
oh my god.
Grandma, how you talking with that dick in your mouth? Sorry.
It's Nico. What do you think?
I still had so much room left from his grower.
You know what I realized? I do want one candy in my writer. I'm glad you mentioned it. The little strawberry ones. The ones that have the little strawberry wrap. But it's like a little small candy.
I know what you're talking about. Those are disgusting.
What are you kidding me?
Wait, the ones that are it's because I said grandma
those nasty ones you get at like fucking doctor's office.
No, dentist? Bro, those are fucking delicious.
Oh my god, those are like the worst. Those and the little gold wrapper ones.
The
little
butterscotch.
The little Tommies?
Yeah, those are always in the grandma's purse.
What's wrong with
those two candies?
Yo, you know what else I want on my rider? I want the two Colombian candies that Mike stole from me. Give them back, bitch.
Y'all saw the Popeyes prices?
God damn, no.
So hold on one second. You don't fuck with these?
No.
No, nobody.
What? Nobody fucks with those.
Nobody.
Damn, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to do this with y'all.
Fucking like me. Nobody. Who's eating that shit?
Yo, fuck nobody. You're trying to bring him back because you disowned him from being a best friend. You over here trying to sing with him now and shit. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
Hater. Bom, 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 bom,
bom. Were you
nobody, baby.
Were you going to ask before you... before I interrupted you.
I said Popeyes.
So what about it?
So they raised the prices? And you saw a double down is back at KFC. Shout out to my fatties.
I love a double down.
Shout out to my Hamdalorians.
Shout out to my Hamdalorians.
Anytime I go to like Fatburger, I order like a double down, but at Fatburger. It's called the skinny burger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it's like two beef patties.
Lettuce wrap. Right?
Two meats.
No.
Oh, just okay.
Fatburger has...
What are you getting?
Yeah, Fatburger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fatburger has...
What are Gary's words when he's not paying attention?
Hell yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's what's up. Fatburger has shredded lettuce, so you can't do a lettuce wrap at Fatburger.
That's what's up.
So... they have two meats. Imagine two meats.
The
bread is the meat.
No bread.
Yeah. Lettuce, tomato, onions, mustard, whatever. But that's the skinny burger.
Okay.
So it's no bread, basically.
What they put in the fatty burger.
Shit, that sounded like the fatty burger, to be honest.
No, it's so good.
I'm sure.
When you go to Fatburger, do you put an egg on that bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs, bacon, just no bread.
Okay, here's a really divisive question. Mm-hmm. Fat or skinny fries?
Ooh, the other day I got fat fries because it's always going to be fat fries.
It's always going to be fat.
If I'm going to eat fries, it's going to be fatties.
It's always fatties for me. Mm-hmm. I know a couple people that are like skinny fry sticklers. I got to have the skinny fries.
Skinny fries are fine for like chili cheese fries.
The fat fries is too much fry. Well, I packed your angry eyes. I love a fat fry.
Jesus Christ.
I love me a fat fry.
What are the prices for the Popeyes?
Give me a fat fry. So Popeyes went up?
So it was like...
oh, Popeye.
I saw that the Popeyes like family dinner, like it was like $79.99.
Jesus Christ. Oh, how many pieces in that John, bro?
So that's what I'm saying.
Sell your family to get it.
Yeah, basically. But that's what I'm saying. It's like... 20 piece chicken, it's two large sides or five large sides. There's a lot of food.
Well, that makes sense. Never mind.
Yeah, it made sense to me how things are going now. Like if you go to, people are just mad that it's Popeyes. But if you go to a restaurant, you order that much food, you're going to pay that much money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because look for, I'm about to fat myself out there.
It's okay.
For the when I
fat yourself
when I get my family some food, 12 pieces is gonna be like almost $40 for the 12 piece combo.
Yeah,
and that's like two sides.
Combo breaker.
So that 20 does sound accurate for $70.
That's
still a lot.
That's at Popeyes.
Yeah, yeah. They realize how good their fucking chicken is. Like, but when you go to
these.
Chill out, please.
Wait, what's your favorite fried chicken spot? Okay, here, bro, just to make it easier. Fast food chain fried chicken. So that way you don't gotta be like, I know this spot called Deep Fried Cluckers.
You know what? I gotta go KFC.
Popular chains.
Because although I did defend Popeyes just now, Popeyes can be a little bit crazy with
it's
the
churches,
crunch and the grease.
KFC
is really greasy, but it's not too heavy with all the crunchy shit. Even though you could get
Popeyes. Get crispy, what about there's also what's that other one?
Churches is wild. I don't know. Churches just seems like a
bad idea. The one that we went to on our way back from Vegas.
Not Cane's.
Yeah, Cane's.
I mean, it is a fast food, but it's like it's not chicken. Fried chicken though. Like, I mean, it is. It's like. We're talking about with the bone-in type shit.
I
mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Jollibee.
I'll go to a Buffalo Wild Wings.
You don't get a real chicken. You get a wing.
I know. I like wings. They got really go. I like Buffalo Wild Wings because of the fat that they're cooked in.
Oh,
or the oil that they're cooked in.
Here you go. Here's a little fun game you can play.
Oh, God.
You can play Buffalo Wild Wings at the house. Mm-hmm. Just buy a big-ass bag of uncooked chicken wings. And then you can go and buy the Buffalo Wild Wings sauce.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
But you ain't got the oil that they got.
You're not going to use the oil because you're going to air fry that bitch.
I do have the oil that they...
But you air fry extra crispy and throw that mm-hmm. sauce on there. Yummers.
That's the $8,000 account talking right there. He got that oil.
Yeah, talk about it, daddy-o.
Over there got that sourdough bread. I see you, bro.
Yeah.
I see you. I like how we were just in there admiring the yeast. Let's get it.
Yeah, you know.
Admiring the yeast is wild.
My yeast has OnlyFans.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it pissed me off. I ain't say it in there, but I said your OnlyFans. You made it seem like I was saying Al's OnlyFans. I was gonna correct you, but then I thought it was funnier not
to. Yeah, no, it was funny. So that I'm here. Because I wanted to include her.
I'm always joke first, so. You know what? I'll let her think I'm a creep for the joke.
Right after telling her about Jared before.
Yeah. Now she really thinks I'm a creep.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, I like to include her in things.
Mike can come back, but Rich.
All right. So tomorrow, let me tell you, like tomorrow she wanted to go out for St. Patrick's Day, but my cousin hit me up and said, hey, why don't we have a wine night? Tell your mom they come over. Your sister, we have wine night. And I'm like, all right, cool. But then Al is like just stressing because she's like, what food are we going to have? What are we going to do? Like, and I'm just like, I'm going to go to the store. I'm gonna grab some things. Don't worry about it. But
why stressing? Like,
why stressing? Exactly. But she just wants...
You guys are hosting,
right? Yeah, she wants...
That's why.
She wants to... I want to include her in things, but she's stressing about it. But like, I'm just like, I'm going to make, I'm going to make some pizzas. I was going to buy some crust because last weekend I made pizzas and they came out fire.
You got that, Bob?
Get the bivolis.
Yeah. Nah, not even that. Not even that.
Dang, you going to make, you going to also make your own dough?
That the dough in there is that.
I love the dough.
That dough is that for pizzas. But like. Yeah, man, she's just stressing out, man. What are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day?
First of all, I'm making my own pizza dough now. Because I see it's possible. Mm-hmm. Anything is possible when you let God in your life.
Yeah, you get that brick oven in your crib.
Anything is possible.
I want a pizza oven. Yeah. It's just like $400, though.
Oh, they not bad. A little brick one?
Mm-hmm.
Throw bricks in there?
No, a real-ass brick oven is probably expensive, but I didn't know it's $400.
No, there's a small one that you can put a pizza in.
That's crazy.
So last week I made pizzas on. We have a stone. You put the crust on there. I put Rao sauce on there.
Marinara.
Excuse me. Seasoned it. Then I put the Rao's marinara on there. Put some olive oil on it first. Season it. Rao's marinara.
Oh, and then some
cheese, mozzarella cheese.
Olive oil.
Yeah, I got you. Pepperoni, jalapenos. Man, that shit was fire.
At what point did you add the pineapples?
Nah. Pineapple, I mean, you like pineapple and pepperoni? I've had it before,
I actually prefer a pineapple and sausage.
Pineapple and ham.
Pineapple
and ham. Ham Dunkin'.
I mean, that's a little too hack for me. Everybody does the Hawaiian. That's a little too hack. So I substitute the ham. For a nice little sausage, you know what I mean?
Wait, so when you order, what pizza do you order the most?
Like a chain?
Or any.
What's your
chain
topping?
Gang.
What's your topping when you order the most?
If I'm being honest, the most, probably Little Caesars because it's around the corner from my house. But
when hot and ready, just pepperoni.
No, but I don't get the hot and ready. I'll like add my own stuff.
Uh-huh.
But no, if I'm ordering out, I just recently... I got real big into Pizza Hut again. I think Pizza Hut is the one, man.
It's the bee's knees.
Pizza Hut is good. Pizza Hut is Al's favorite pizza. So anytime we're gonna order pizza, if I don't order it, it's gonna be
you go
Pizza
Hut. Original pan.
I live by this. No one out pizzas the Hut. You know what I mean? So I just always divert back to Pizza Hut.
I like
the I feel like the crust is softer, but also crispy. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
I feel you. What about you, Mike?
And then the Pizza Hut on Western.
Never mind.
No, the Pizza Hut on Western, and I think it's like Van Ness or Venice.
On Western Normandy.
Between Normandy and Western. Yeah, it was Western and Venice, I think. There's a Pizza Hut there. It used to have the Simpsons arcade game and the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. That takes me back to my childhood right there.
So that's why Pizza Hut is king. No one out Pizza Hut. Okay.
What's up, Mike?
Go ahead. What,
I'm ready. My turn?
Your turn. Your turn. You know, when you get him talking about food, it's like...
you know when you get the boy excited. You got to let him run.
Yeah. You know how I'm a chain guy now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And did he tell you he's a jort guy, too?
I'm a jort guy also. Jorts?
Yeah, he's a jort guy now.
Man, hurry up. I got hard out.
Hey, come on, Mike.
Oh, when did jorts come up? We got a hard out?
You pick a song, you do that.
Yeah, I'm letting Mike tell us his pizza of choice. What is it?
No, I'm always going stuffed crust. Always going extra cheese.
From where?
Pizza Hut.
Now, is it Pizza Hut or is it Pizza Hut?
No. Pizza Hut.
But you know what? When you say stuffed crust, original crust is better to me than like the actual pizza.
I
love the stuffed crust, but the actual pizza, the original crust I'm pan not disagreeing is better.
It looks like you spit in the verse when you talk really about the original crust. If I'm really trying to go all out,
I'm getting two. I'm getting, because it's not just for me. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the stuffed, one of them is going to be stuffed crust and the other one's going to be original pan. And I'm getting extra cheese on both.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is always going to be pepperoni and sausage, keep it simple. Yeah. It's a stuffed crust. And on the one to share, everybody's sharing. My family always likes Hawaiian, so one half is Hawaiian. And then, because I'm a piece of shit, I overtake the other half and put veggies on that.
We'll just get one.
All veggies.
Let me just get a big sausage.
Along like four slices, just one sausage.
Yo, you know what? Low key, like a little fire ass deep dish with like extra meaty toppings. It's like a big ass lasagna.
I want to go to Chicago and try a fucking, like a real good Yummers. Chicago deep dish go restaurant.
To, go to Geno's out here.
I heard that we have some out here.
Geno's East.
Uh-huh.
Out here in the valley. Grimaldi's out there.
I heard in Glendale, Grimaldi's is pretty good.
Oh that's fire.
Yeah, right by the five.
But I heard they're better for their sandwiches than their pizzas.
Nah, Grimaldi's that's is some good. Good
pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But let's go right now. It's a little expensive, so you're not going to get
what is,
like...
What isn't, yeah.
Because when we get Pizza Hut, yeah, we'll get two pizzas. Or we get a pizza, we'll get the cinnamon rolls, we'll get the with the buffalo...
You wings. Used to order from this bomb-ass joint when you lived at the condo.
Joe Peeps or so many places that I ordered.
It used to be more expensive than the other ones, but it was worth it. That shit was it used to be chicken strips, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, that place was brother. Fire.
It was a wrestling event, too. I was like, nigga.
They got a pizza place out here called Tender Pizza.
Yeah. That shit sounds enticing.
Swipe right.
Tinder pizza.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, because if it's up to me, it's up to her, it's going to be Pizza Hut.
For sure.
If it's up to me, I'm choosing something I never tried before around the neighborhood.
But at least you fuck with either or.
Yeah.
You ready for us, Papa? You ready to take us out of here?
Hard out.
No, bitch.
Hard out like Jerry.
No, Jared had a hard on for these. I didn't want to say it. It made me feel nasty. Yo. Jared's real nasty though. Like, honestly, do you think he's been getting like fizzucked every day?
At work.
No, he's definitely been in jail for the last 10 years.
I was singing this song all day.
Cause come and ride a train. And ride it. Come and ride a train.
Alright, it's on me now.
You didn't even dance!
I know. I wanted you to stop.
This has been off the rails. I'm Rich. I've been in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Ruino in the building. Definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big Ham DeLorean all up on the mic.
This is the way.
Do this, Mike.
Clip it!
Oh boy.
Oh man, it was a good pod sometimes.
I didn't want to say anything.
when Gary wasn't fucking it up. Sick of you, Gary. We need to talk.